This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jharkhand, polling is underway peacefully in different parts of the state today for the first phase of assembly elections amidst tight security arrangements. Over 59% polling was recorded till 3 p.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to polls in this phase. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m., except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where polling concluded at 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide the political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Voting for the by-polls in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala is also being held today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides assembly by-polls also taking place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Mr. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar, along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for the passengers. Speaking on this occasion, Prime Minister said his government's main focus is on holistic health services in the country. Mr. Modi said we have 5 focus points, including prevention from diseases, affordable screening of ailments, use of technology in treatment, and providing best healthcare services for the well-being of common people. The Prime Minister said 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the next 5 years. He said the government has taken a decision to impart medical education in Hindi and other Indian languages. Mr. Modi also said over 1,50,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandir have been opened in the country for economically weaker sections. President Draupadi Murmu has said that development of tourism not only helps promote a heritage but also creates a large employment opportunity for the youth. The president, who is on a 3-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, inaugurated various development projects in the Union Territory, including Sports Arena and Zanda Chowk School and Game Zone Phase 2 today. Addressing the gathering, the president lauded the efforts of Union Territory of Daman and Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli administration in tourism, education and industrial development of the region. The president also stressed on the development of villages to achieve the vision of developed India. The president also reaffirmed the commitment of the Union government for the welfare of tribal communities. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as a judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. In a significant judgment on pleas challenging the bulldozer action by authorities against accused individuals, the court stated that any demolition without proper authorization would be considered arbitrary. Emphasizing the rule of law as a foundation of democratic governance, the court underscored that the guilt of an accused cannot be presumed and arbitrary demolitions violate the principle of separation of powers. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in the Badimarg area of Behibag in South Kashmir's Kulgam district this afternoon. A senior police official told Akashvani News that a joint team of security forces launched a cordon in search operation based on specific input about the presence of terrorists in the area. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen lost to Leong Soon Hao of Malaysia in the opening round of the men's singles at the Kumamoto Masters Japan 2024 tournament. Early in the day, India's two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals, defeating Thailand's Busanan Ong Bam Rung Phan 21-12-21-8 in just 38 minutes. In cricket, India will take on host South Africa in the third T20 International at Centurion this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The four-match series is levelled at 1-1. In the opening game, the men in blue defeated the Proteas by 61 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.